This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
سبحان الله الحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله. سبحان الله الحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله. سبحان الله الحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله. سبحان الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام. سبحان الله الحمد لله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يتلل فلا حادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All praises due to Allah Rabbul Alameen, as the creator of all things, the all-knowing, the all-seeing, the all-hearing, the one who provides for us, the one who will give us our life until the time that he has ordained that we have to return back to him. May Allah's mercy be upon all of us as seeker of knowledge, student of knowledge. As a family, as the Ummah of the Prophet ﷺ, who was granted by Allah as Khairu Ummah, the best Ummah, the best generation. Brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, we have been asking Allah Rabbul Alameen for guidance every single day, We have been asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness after each of our obligatory prayer. And we keep on asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen our iman, because that is the most valuable thing in our life. And we hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us istiqamah. To stay istiqamah is a big test for every one of us. Istiqamah means to be consistent in all the good things that we are doing, in seeking knowledge. That is a challenge. On behalf of Al-Khadim, we always try our level best to make sure that we ourselves are consistent in doing all the good things. We are consistent in our prayer. We are consistent seeking Allah's guidance, and not just asking for His guidance. We want to follow His guidance. A lot of people have been asking, but they are not following up with what they have been asking. It's just a lip service. A lot of people have been reciting the Quran without understanding. A lot of people try to learn the Quran and understand, but no intention to implement the verses of Allah. Give you, and we'd like to share with this ayah which Allah have granted us as the best nation, the best ummah, with a title, Kuntum Khaira Ummah Ukhrijat Linnas. Among mankind, you, the ummah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is the best ummah. Ukhrijat Linnas, not only the best among you, but among the best among humanity. Because we are here to represent the weak one, to protect them, the innocent one. We are here to fight for justice for all or no justice for all. We are here to champion freedom of speech, expression, but guided. Not just anything that you can do, anything you want to say, you can say no. You have the freedom to express yourself, but whatever you want to say must be guided. You can just use any word to talk to human. You must choose the best word. Because your intention, if it's good, then the word must be good. So this is how we move on. And you consider yourself as the best as long as you carry out your responsibility, like what Allah has said in this ayah. Kuntum khairu ummah ukhrijat linnasi ta'murum bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar. The main responsibility to make sure that we are the best, you must always be ready to engage in anything that is good. Amal ma'ruf. Amal ma'ruf is here to remind us, if you want to be good, you must also look into your environment. You want to have a good family, and that's why Islam always start with, Ya ayuhalazina amanu ku anfusakum. O you who believe, save yourself. We ourselves must try our level best. We cannot be perfect. Nobody can be perfect. But at least you try your level best to do what you have to do. And Allah, who created us, are aware about our own weaknesses. And that's why He said, La tukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. I will never burden any one of you. That's why Allah said, Fattaqullah mastata'tum. You do whatever you can. That's why Allah said, Yuridullah bikumul yusra. I intend ease for you, not difficulty. Only if you follow the guidance, then you see how smooth is it, how easy to move forward. But we feel very, very sad. The book that we are talking is Don't Be Sad. Why we feel that we are sad to see what is happening among this ummah? I'm not talking about other nation first. We are focusing on this great ummah, the ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why are we so confused when we face problem? Problem is knowledge. Problem is information. Problem is wisdom. You will never become better without knowing how to solve problem. If there's no problem, then your knowledge about life will be very limited. Because of the problem, it exposes you to a lot of other things. But then Allah Rabbul Alameen, who have created all of us and informed us about who He is. He is the Creator, the All-Knowing, the All-Seeing. He knows. مَا تُخْفِسُ فِي سُدُورِكُمْ وَمَا تُخْفُ. Whatever is hidden, even in your heart, you may not remember, but Allah remembers. So Allah is talking to us, asking us, telling us to just follow His guidance. We know that every single day, last night we have about 2 hours online discussion with a group of scholars to look into the affairs of the Ummah. Not only here, but worldwide. To understand, and we keep on reminding one another, how blessed are all of us, because we have a divine guidance from Allah, who keep on reminding us, فَإِن تَنَازَقْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُهُ. If you have any disagreement, dispute, confusion, come back to me, Allah said. Because the knowledge of human being is very limited. Whatever we see, whatever we know is very limited. Allah, the all-seeing, the all-knowing. And the command of Allah is not only for us living in this country, Malaysia, not only for the Arabs. Allah said, هُدَى لِلنَّاسِ. The Quran was revealed as a divine guidance for mankind. Wherever you are, your problem may differ because of the environment, of time zone, but the solution is always the same. You just come back to Him, the one God, who created all of us, who know what is the best for all of us. And He sent the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with a very, very unique responsibility. He set the best example. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Allah said, indeed, in the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He set the best example for all of us. Those who want to be a good, healthy youngsters, youths, look at Him when He was young. That was when He was not yet a prophet. He was a very active person. He had been a shepherd before. Have done a lot of things that normal people used to do. He's known for his good character. He never lied. He never used bad words. He never disrespect the elders. He never bully anybody. He always are very respectful to the elders. And he love and care for people who are younger than him. He's a very clean person. You can trust him with anything. He will never betray you. And when he speaks, he is known for his character. He never uses any bad word except what is good. Sometimes you are good. Your intention is good, but the way you talk, the word that you use is not good. Then it defeats your purpose. People will not listen. That is why when he was young, anybody who have any problem, if he is there, their problem solved. You see, we ask him. We will ask him, if we have a dispute, let him help us. Let him decide for us. Allahu Akbar. And when he became a prophet, of course, because before that he became a businessman to Khadija, and he brought back a lot of profit in a short time, because when he do business, he never lie, he never cheat, he never betray any of his customer. What is good is good, what is fresh is fresh, what is not fresh is not fresh. In business, it's always give and take. You can ask for discount. When you agree, you just buy it. That is Muhammad. Yeah. And when he became the husband of Khadija, he proved to everybody that he is the best husband. Not just by word, but by action. Never once you heard that any of the wife is being punished by him. Yeah, it's been humiliated by him. Nah. Even they are not happy sometimes, being human, jealousy is there. But the Prophet ﷺ never belittled any of the wives. The same goes to, he's the best father to all his children. And he also is the best leader for his ummah. Brothers and sisters, inshallah, today we will be focusing on page 201. Is that page 201 today? Yep. 10 gems for a good and noble life. We have discussed a lot of things before this. We hope you remember, because knowledge that we have learned and we don't remember cannot help us a lot. Anything to do with knowledge, and the knowledge that we are sharing with all of us here, is the knowledge to strengthen our iman. You know? Now, 10 gems for a good and noble life. We all always want to have a good life. We want to be honored, to be respected. First, we have to look into ourselves. We don't look at others first. We have to look into ourselves. Number one, wake up in the last third of the night to beg forgiveness from Allah. Meaning, as a human, it's very, very important for us to be humble, especially to Allah. Remember the four noble characters the Prophet said that will save us from hellfire: Hayyin, Layyin, Qarib, Sahlun. The Prophet said, if who have four of this character will protect you from hellfire. You must be humble. You must be polite. You must make yourself easy for others and also make others feel easy with you. And you must be a simple person. Even you are somebody, but it's good to live as simple as possible. Humbleness will remind us how important to keep on asking Allah for forgiveness. Why? If we keep on asking Allah for forgiveness, brother and sister, then we realize if we are not perfect, how do you expect perfection from others? It is a kind of reminder for every one of us. Look at our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He himself, if he commit a sin, the sin will be forgiven by Allah. It's a very minor, it's not considered sin, mistakes that he have made. Allah forgive him. He is sure to go to paradise. But every day and every night in 24 hours, he asks Allah for forgiveness for 100 times. Let us look into ourselves. How many times do we ask Allah for forgiveness? Most of us don't ask Allah for forgiveness more than 100 times. No time to ask. Too busy thinking of other people's problem, other people's fault and weaknesses, you forget about your own weaknesses. But the beauty of this first gems is that you wake up in the last third of the night to beg forgiveness from Allah. Why this kind of time is better? I believe all of us do shed tears sometimes. When you recall something that is very, very hurting, you will cry. Why people do this to me? Why people say this to me? Why am I so bad? No, everybody can reflect. The Prophet ﷺ in other hadith said, سَبْعَاثٌ يُزِلُّهُمَ اللَّهُ فِي زِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا زِلَّ إِلَّا زِلُّ. There are 7 group of people will be under the shade of Allah in the day of judgment when there's no other shade except the shade of Allah. And one of them, رَجُلٌ زَقَ اللَّهُ خَالِيًا وَفَادَتْ أَيْنَهُ يَبْقِي حَتَّى فَادَتْ أَيْنَهُ. Example, a person who isolate himself. Now, 1/3 of the night, normally you are alone. People are sleeping. So you wake up alone, khalian, and then you remember, you recall about what you have done that day. You shed tears until 2 of your eyes got swollen. That kind of tears is valuable to Allah. That kind of reflection is important. Because you are talking to Allah by yourself. You are not showing off to other people. You are trying to remember, recall your own weaknesses, and you beg Allah for forgiveness. Now, how many of us do that today? Very few. We have been asking Allah for many things, but how many of us ask Allah for forgiveness? Or we did say, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. But how about your heart and your mind? Are you really asking Allah for forgiveness? If you are asking Allah for forgiveness, you have been changing a lot. You should be a better person. No, sometimes the ego is there. I'm not wrong. I'm okay. Overconfident. This is what that make us become very weak. Arrogant. And also become very hard-hearted. And look at the verses of Allah in chapter 3, verse 70. And those who pray and beg Allah's pardon in the last hour of the night. Because there is a time where nobody is looking at you, you yourself are crying for the sake of Allah. Yeah? There are people who cry too, but in front of people. When people cry, they cry. Somebody will go for a movie and look at the story of the movie and the hero cry, he also cry. Yeah. Very emotional. Yeah. But we want that thing that you feel sad about come from your heart. Then you start to look into it seriously and say, I'm going to change. Yeah. Meaning next morning, I want to be a different person. That's how you move forward. If you don't have that intention, brothers and sisters, you will see you never change. Number two, the important character we should have at least once in a while, seclude yourself from people in order to contemplate. This is part of the exercise of all the prophet. They will make khalwah. Because environment play a very important role in our development. But before you want to get into the community, you must be strong. You must learn how to protect yourself. You know, the Prophet has said to us, Al-maru ala dini qalili falyanzur ahadukum man yuqalil. All of us was born pure, fitra, uncorrupted, very innocent. We are all good. Why so many bad things is happening around us? If everybody was born good, fitra, pure, why? Why there's so much problem that we are facing? But we're all good. I believe in every one of us, we still have a lot of good things in our life. We try to do good things. We try to help one another. Everybody has some good in them. But to stay consistent in a good environment is very, very difficult. Unless you are strong. That means wherever you go, you will never let the environment change and corrupt you. You will bring changes to the environment. Because you are strong. But majority of us, we are not strong. Easily, you can be corrupted with your environment. At home example, none of our parents teach us all the bad words. Suddenly you pick up some bad words. From where? From the environment. But today's environment have changed. You don't have to go out. You just stay in your own room. And the children today, they like to be secluded. They like to khalwa for, and they are not just by themselves. They have a gazette. Now they expose themselves to the world. And they'll get all the rubbish. Yeah. All the, you just name it, will come to them. So it's very important to always find time and do some reflection. Yeah. If not, there's no time. What we learn is, brother and sister, if you know that something you experience is bad, what do you learn from that? For you to know that it's bad and what is happening is true, a bad thing, is a bad thing, and you know that it's bad, there is good. Then you must always remember, I don't want to be like them. That should be the feeling. You don't just say bad, 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 but you are also in the same environment. The way you think, the way you talk is the same. Anything bad that happened in front of us, lesson learned. If you don't like that kind of behavior, you don't behave like them. If you don't like what they say, you don't use the same word like they use. So actually, you are just learning from the environment. And that's why in the Quran, in chapter 32, verse 191, Allah reminds us the meaning. And those who think deeply about the creation of the heaven and the earth, how can you reflect if you don't have time? Today, everything we take things for granted. We only want the best, but we forget to be the best. We want people to respect, care for us, but we don't care about others. Everything starts from yourself. Ku anfusakum. If we are positive, inshallah, even the environment is negative, you are able to survive. Because you know. You know your limitation. If you feel weak, you retreat. You have to retreat. You don't try to allow yourself to be in an environment that is going to drown you with a lot of negative force. Get out. Now, getting out from the bad environment is a minor hijrah. But moving from one bad environment to another is a big hijrah. Big hijrah means you are not going to be here anymore, I'm going to migrate. Migration takes a lot of sacrifice. Even our prophet have to migrate. Because when the tension is getting stronger and people say, no, 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 their way or no way, then there will come a time to migrate. Sometimes today the thing get more confused. You are good, your friend is good, but they are very judgmental. They just keep on condemning people left and right. Anything that they are not happy with, anything that they envy. If you look into the lifestyle of human character, why people do good things, they still comment. They still don't like you doing all the good things. They still have something to say about you. But you are not doing anything bad. Why? They should be supporting you. Be happy with all your good things, but they are not. Because the evil eye is there. The jealousy, enviness, hasad. And the Prophet have warned us, whoever have this hasad, jealousy, unnecessary jealousy, if you are jealous, wow, if he's so strong, healthy. I want to be like him to be healthy. Okay, go to the gym. Do exercise. Do something for yourself. If you are so good in reciting the Quran, I envy him. Okay, learn. Learn and recite the Quran like him. Maybe you can recite better than him. There's nothing wrong. But don't try to judge the person in a negative manner. We thought that fitrah, anything you do, good people will be happy, correct? Normally. Do you find that is very common? If you do something good, everybody will say, okay, I like what you say, I like what you do. But there are times people don't like. Why? Because you are ahead of them. Now, you can dislike the person for the right reason. If they want to show off about how good they are, okay, you learn as well. I hope I'm not like them. I want to be good. I want to be low profile. I want to be sincere in my good activities. I'm not here to show off. I'm not here to go and tell the whole world I'm doing what I can. If people appreciate, alhamdulillah, people don't appreciate, I have no problem. Why? Because I'm doing for the sake of Allah. Even the intention that we should have, brother and sister, is being challenged every day in, every day out. Our intention is being challenged. So always remember, you must reflect by looking at the environment, looking at the day and night. Is there a difference between activities in the daytime and activities at night? Is there a difference? Is there a different lifestyle day and night? Yeah. Day, everybody will be busy working, alhamdulillah. At night, most of the people who are not guided will be busy collecting sins. Commit a lot of sin. They work so hard and then they use the money to do things that do not benefit them. A lot of self-destruction. That's why they don't have day club sometimes. You are only known as nightclub. The nightlife, yeah, for this nightclub is very, very different. You work so hard, you go and spend your money in the wrong environment. You get drunk, you get high, and then you destroy yourself. Can you imagine what is happening to the human today? They work so hard to destroy themselves at night. So we must always remember Allah created day and night for a reason. Day you're outside with other people, at night you spend more time with the family. That should be the value. Day you're out, night also out. You only come home to sleep. You don't know what is happening. You don't care what is happening at home. That is not the Muslim lifestyle. Yeah? Everything that Allah created, there's a reason. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ هَذَا بَاطِلًا Allah said, I never create the heaven and the earth or anything that you see, even a mosquito, without a purpose. To the extent Allah said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَسْتَيِّ لَيَسْتَحْيِ أَنْ يَدْرَبُ مَسَلًا مَبَعُودَةً فَمَا فَوْقَهَا Allah is not ashamed to create a mosquito. Yeah. Mosquito, what is that? So tiny. It just disturbs a lot of people. Do we feel disturbed by mosquito? Yeah. Yeah. Every morning I always get disturbed with mosquito. I'm having my breakfast. He also wants to have his breakfast. He gives me a vaccine. If he wants to give me a vaccine without I feeling been vaccinated, okay. No, suddenly I feel itchy now. No. No, we don't mind. If you want to take my blood, take it. So that I don't have to go to blood donation. No? Yeah. There's something that come and just suck my blood out. It's good. But the thing we cannot bear is because of the itchiness. Yeah. But Allah said, I never create that without a reason. I'm not ashamed to create even smaller than a mosquito. No? You know what the people used to say to us? We all have a bed. They have what? What kind of thing that is on the bed? What you have on the bed? On the mattress, what always left behind the bed mattress? You hear that if you use a microscope to look into, yeah, on the bed, you find what? Yeah, bed mark. Bed mark. You find every tiny. What is his duty? What is his duty? Where you are, he is there. You know? He's consuming the dry skin of our body. He also survived on us. But if you were seen by your eye, I don't think you want to sleep. I don't think you want to keep your body dry. You may want to just pee in the toilet and soak yourself. If not, he is going to come again. But Allah make it so well balanced. There's certain thing that he create for certain thing that benefit both party. Thing that you don't need, your body don't need, that you are going to discharge, he is cleaning up for you. But you can't see. Allahu Akbar. If you can see, I don't think you want to sleep anymore. You want to sleep on other bed, still he's there. You know? Just an example. You can see, you know, the haba, you know. When there's a sun, can you see anything that is floating in the air? Can you see? Normally, I will look at that. If you are in the room every morning, you can try to do this exercise. When you open the window, when the sun is coming in, then you just look. According to the sun ray, you just follow. What do you see? Can you see anything floating? Oh, so active. It's moving. You cannot just catch it. There's no way because it's there. Allahu Akbar. Sometimes I was thinking, you see, we cannot live without the sunlight. But when you see the sunlight, you see all this tiny, tiny dust is floating. And this is something that you are breathing in, day, night. Allahu Akbar. But Allah has His own reason. Now, it's very important, and the second quality that we should have, we must seclude yourself. Do khalwah. Number three, stay in the company of the righteous. And keep yourself patient with those who call on your Lord. Those who are closer to Allah, you get close to them. وَكُونُ مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ Allah said, be among the righteous people so you can easily be righteous. Yeah. It's very important because the environment is important. If you're close to the people of Akhirah, your knowledge of Akhirah is getting stronger and stronger. If you are busy with people of dunya, you can see you will get involved in dunya deeper and deeper. If you are people who are politicians, then whether you like it or not, you are going into politics. You know? And if you are among the people of businessmen, inshallah, you will pick up some business ideas. Yeah? It's very, very important. But always choose the right company. That's why the Prophet said, Al-Maru al-Dini Khalili. Your lifestyle depends on your company, your friend, your environment. Number four is very important to remember Allah often. Yeah? Remember Allah with much remembrance. وَزَكْرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا Allah said, remember me, but please, a lot of us when people say, zikr, remember Allah. We are starting to say, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Yeah, that is one of the way. La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la. Everything, Subhanallah, bihamdi, Subhanallah al-Azim. The Prophet said, kalimatain, thakilatain, fil mizan. Yeah. Two words. It's very light on your tongue, khafifatain, alal lisan, thaqilan, alal mizan, but it's very heavy in the scale of Allah. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanallah bihamdi, subhanallah al-azim. But when the remembrance of this book that trying to share with us, remember Allah often is not just the zikr, but remember Allah, what Allah want us to do and Allah hate us to do. Remember the do and the don't. A lot of people who remember Allah, they remember Allah in the wrong way. They don't remember Allah in the way Allah wants you to remember Him. If you are doing business, do you remember Allah? Yes, then you do not cheat, you do not lie. No, if you have people to work under you, you remember them, yes, they work for you. So you must value their time, pay them a salary. They have to survive. How much is up to your agreement? If you have agreed that I'll pay you so much every month, and you just carry out your responsibility. Yeah. Everybody have to survive. Even our wife have to survive. You cannot say, I married you, call us, you belong to me, you my slave. You just do anything I want you to do. No salary. Do the wife get salary, most of us? Do we get salary at home? No. Wow. We are so blessed. We have a husband who loves us so much, care for us. We don't need. A good wife, they don't ask for that. But a good husband, they do value their sacrifice. Maybe they have certain personal things they want to buy for themselves. Certain food that they like to pick up here and there. If you can, what's wrong? You give him some allowance. Even 200, 300 in anything they do, whatever they pay, you say, no problem, give me the bill. This is the money back for you. Because the wife, the best thing for them to be is the keeper. They keep whatever you give, they keep. When you have problem, then you bring it up. Then everything is well balanced. We like to give, and who is the best person to give? Those who are closer to us. Don't be calculative, yeah, with people who are very close to us. Yeah. But for us as a good wife, we never ask. Yeah. As long as whatever we need, the basic thing is being provided, we don't ask. But a good man will always look into, especially when you are traveling. You may leave your wife behind. You have prepared everything, but did you also give them some money behind? Maybe there's certain emergency that they have to, or alhamdulillah, now you don't have to have cash. Now all is card. Go credit card. Yeah, today, sometimes you go to the shopping complex, you get confused. You know, you want to pay cash, they say, they don't accept cash. You know? Yeah, I just experienced last night. You know? I went to the mall. I forgot to bring my parking kind of card. So I just picked the ticket. So I went to the machine. I want to pay cash. They don't accept cash now. I said, what happened? I put my money. They never taken my money. What is happening to the machine? Then somebody waiting behind me and said, I think they don't take money now. Huh? Then how can I, you know, what should I do now? Alhamdulillah, if I have a credit card with me, if I don't have a credit card, I cannot go out now. You know? You see, life has changed. I mean, in the future, the oldies will suffer a lot. You know, now you go to the restaurant, they don't have a menu to show you anymore. What they want you to do is do what? You scan. Yeah. The QR code is there, scan. We was waiting for some menu on to see what is. I can see with my eye. No, scan. I'm not a good scanner. Example, things have changed, brothers and sisters. Yeah, we hope. Yeah, we remember Allah. Yeah? You see, all this technology can be good, can be very harmful. Yeah, anything you do is being recorded now. No, but it's good to remind us. You see, Allah also record our deeds. You cannot escape. And through all this technology, people are tracking where you go, what you buy. Yeah. So something is good to remind us If human can know what you're doing, they have the record, how about Allah? Allah sent Kiraman Katibin, two angels to us. Whatever you do, they will record. Yeah. So remember Allah often, meaning you remember the do and the don'ts. Whatever Allah wants you to do is for your own benefit. Whatever Allah said don't do is also for our own benefit, not for Allah. He don't need that. We need guidance. Whatever Allah wants you to eat is for your own good. And He said, don't eat this, it's for your own good. It's not good for your body. Number five, pray two units of prayer with sincerity and devotion. Meaning the Prophet ﷺ and Allah love all of us. Yeah. To stay connected to Allah, if you think that I need to pay two rakat before you make a choice, Salatul Istiqara, example, just do. To remind us that we don't know a lot of things. We don't know about the unseen, who knows Allah. So when you want to make a decision, it's highly recommended to take wudu and make two rakat prayer. Seek Allah's guidance. Oh Allah, if this thing is good for me, for my religion, for my family, make it easy for me. Something is good for you, but it's not good for your religion. You get more money, it's good for you. But now you have no time to learn about Islam, no time to attend classes because they want all your time to be for the work. Or now you don't have time with your family. They want you to send you over here, you get more allowance, but you have no time with your family. And it's not healthy sometimes. A family is a family. You have right upon your wife have right upon you, the children have right upon you. They need a father, a papa figure sometimes. But you are not there. Then they look for another papa. Then you get upset. All this can happen. And it's happening. In the West, it's happening. Because everybody is so self-centered. Me, me, you, you. Yeah. There's no family value anymore. I hope there are a lot of changes even in the West. There is when I was there in the late 70s, early 80s, I spent some time in Europe. And I get to know some good family, some friend. But I have a very unique experience. They invite me for lunch. I went with them, and then when the bill come, they pay their own bill. You know, alhamdulillah, I have some money. You know, they are the one who say, come and join us for lunch. You know, come. I say alhamdulillah. But when the bill come, not only they don't pay my bill, husband and wife, everybody pay their own bill. Deep in my heart, I say, why they go and why they go and waste an extra money? Because every bill there is a charge, yeah, a service charge for a bill. But I don't argue with them because maybe there is their style, but at least I have some money. I don't order expensive food, alhamdulillah. So I'm able to pay. You know? I was in Paris, I was in Germany. Yeah. Maybe not everybody is like that. Certain people, certain individuals, no, we are, yeah, boyfriend, girlfriend, or friend, or husband, wife. But come to money, yours is yours, mine is mine. Very, very individualistic. You know? Maybe they are used to that. For to us, you know, it's a shame. You know, you invite a guest and you call the guest to pay. So alhamdulillah, these people, after some time, I came back home, I invite them to visit Malaysia. Yeah, two couple came. So they are my guests. And each time when we go to eat everything, alhamdulillah, I will go to the cashier earlier, you know, because they are going to ask different bills. See? I say, no, this one, if they want to pay, so don't accept, say, consider paid. This is my, how much I pay first. We pay in advance. We don't want them to pay also. They were surprised. First, the bill, they asked, this bill, his bill. Even our people here were surprised. You eat all together, why must you have so many bills? You know, each bill, you have service tax again. But anyhow, I said, it's okay, consider. Huh? What do you mean consider paid? No. I never pay yet. You don't have to pay. You're my guest. We don't have that value. Our value, when you, my guest, we will take care of them. Sometimes you see among the Chinese people, you see the Chinese people, they are very good in that because they work very hard and they love to eat. So sometimes when it comes to paying, they were fighting to pay. You know? No. My. Take my card, you know. Not like us. We are just pretend to fight. Maybe we pretend to put our hand in the pocket, but we are not pulling out anything yet. But Chinese people normally, because they like to eat, they work very hard. They are not stingy in food. Anything to do with food, they are ready. Because they have their own culture and belief. You see, whoever sleep at night with the tummy full, if they die, there is husnil khatimah, good ending. That means they go to paradise. No. Their paradise is you must not be hungry. Yeah, hunger is a sign of hellfire. That's why they eat a lot, yeah, and they are not calculative. Number 6, please remember, yeah, prayer is very important. Anything, when you want to travel, yeah, you don't know whether what is good or not, you make 2 rakat istikhara. Yeah. Reciting the Quran with understanding and reflection. Yeah. And this is what we, as a person who believe in Allah, who love Allah, who is proud to be a Muslim, you must stay connected to Allah and recite His book. Today, you have the apps with you now. You just go in and just open at least one surah, even short surah, but reflect. Try to understand. You know, can you imagine by reciting, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدٌ. What do we learn? We have been reciting this ayah, we memorize this ayah, but do we reflect or not? Say Allah is one. He is the one that you must stay connected. He is the one that you must talk to. Why? Allahu Samad. Everything belongs to Him. Yeah? He owns everything. He creates everything. Everyone depends on Him. Even the Satan who is trying to tempt us, to misguide us, he cannot do anything without the permission of Allah. فَبِعِزَّتِكَ. You say, only with your izzah, with your permission, with your will, O Allah, I can misguide others. Even when he wants to do something back to us, you know, he asks Allah for permission. That is Satan. We are not Satan. But do you ask Allah? We hardly ask Allah. So you recite the Quran will tell you what to do. Quran is like the word of Allah talking to you. Each time you recite, it's like Allah is talking. Say, I'm one. Remember, Allah is one. Everything depends on Him. So you must also depend on Allah. Come back to Him. Number seven, fast on a hot, dry day. This is a bit tough. Yeah. Ramadan, no problem. We all are ready to fast. How hot is Ramadan? We still have to fast. But if you're fasting outside of Ramadan, is that easy? Fasting outside Ramadan, is that easy? Fasting in Ramadan is easy? No problem. Alhamdulillah. Yeah. Because environment help you. Because everybody is fasting. So it's easier. But when outside Ramadan, no, your friend is eating, when you're eating, left and right is eating, and you. But it's good sometimes to have self-control. Fasting actually is to train us to have self-control. You have the desire toward this, desire towards that. But by fasting, you control your desire. But anything to do with sunnah, you don't do, especially the sisters, wife, don't fast the sunnah without the permission of your husband. There is rule, adab. But if you are supposed to work very hard, for your company, your job, need your energy, fasting may slow down your activities, become very unproductive, then you don't do. Because it's not wajib. But fasting, sunnah, if you feel that without burdening yourself, without costing any kind of self-destruction, do it if you can. Normally, people who fast, they'll get excuse. Please don't call me, you do extra work, I'm fasting. Don't send me outside, I don't like the heat, because I'm fasting. This kind of fast have no value. The fasting in the time of our Prophet, all of them are ready to go through all the hardship and they are still fasting. They never become unproductive because of fasting. Number eight, give charity secretly. Allah and the Prophet love us to give charity without making any public announcement. Unless you have a good reason. One of the group of people that the Prophet said will get the shit from Allah in the Day of Judgment are those. Rajulun tasaddaqa bisadaqatin, who give a sadaqah with the right hand and left hand knows not. That means you don't go and show off unless you have a reason. Meaning you want to encourage other people also to donate, then it's good. Back to your intention. But if you just want to let everybody know, I'm a good donor, there's nothing wrong. You can give, but the worry we have, if you're not sincere, that means there is no value in the sight of Allah. People will praise you, people talk good about you, but from Allah, nothing. In the Day of Judgment, the Prophet ﷺ did mention that there are three group of people that Allah will call them and judge them first. And one of them, a person who like to give sadaqah, who like to do charitable work. Then Allah asked, what have you done with the wealth I gave it to you? Then he said, I give charity here, I give charity, I give donation here, I help Gaza, I help Lebanon, everything. You have been doing that. It's not that you are just saying, you are doing that. Then Allah asked, for whom do you do this? For who? Then we say to Allah, for you, O Allah. And what did Allah say? Qazzabta. In the Day of Judgment, you still want to lie with him. You want to lie in front of Allah. Qazzabta, you are a liar. Allah know what you are doing. And many people also know. And Allah knows that you don't do for His sake. You do to show the people, I'm a good donor. I help this. I help. Then you got all your good name. People have been talking about you. People have acknowledged you as a good donor. Khalas, nothing from me now. Go and ask that people to reward you now. Who can reward us in the day of judgment? Only Allah. So it's very important in whatever we do, even you give charity, if you want to do it secretly, it's better. You want to do it openly, also is allowed, but take care of your intention. Yeah, not to show off, but to give, encourage other people to do. Yeah, if we are normal people, people ask for donation, we give 100. We are normal people. We don't have big salary. But the people who are businessmen, he give 100. We are normal people, we give 100. It's big money. For a director to give 100, a bit shame. How much? Also, you got the zero and zero, and also one also, but you only have 2 0. Give lah, plus one more zero. Yeah, the normal person, 2 0. Extra person, 3 0. Yeah. Example, why can't you do that? You just don't do for the sake of doing. You must ask yourself, yeah, if I am somebody, should I give that small amount? No value. But for normal people, our children who don't work, but they got some saving, the parent give them, and they keep on saving, suddenly you come, they do it, they give. They give 100. Hundreds is a lot for them. Allahu Akbar. You know? They break their what you call the coin. They have the box sometimes, they give them some. Call them to put coin. Suddenly they break the coin. Wow. The box so much coin. Alhamdulillah. Yeah. To them it's big money. Yeah. Don't underestimate. Yeah, the children, if they can give 100, is big. Yeah. So always when you do something good, make sure that your sincerity is there and give the best. Yeah, give the best. That's why until the left hand doesn't know what the right hand has spent, that would be the best one. Yeah. Number 9, provide relief and aid to the afflicted Muslim. Yeah. Yeah, this is what everybody is trying to do. Their level best here. We are not in Gaza. We are not in Lebanon. But thing is happening. We know they are suffering. What you can do, try your best to do. We hope we all are sincere. And we hope, we plan properly. You know, there are certain things it's not easy for us to do from a far distance. The best is those who are closer to them. They know the situation over there. They know whether they can go in or not. It's not just taking photos here and there. Sometimes we get very confused. Yeah, they have been blocking everybody from entering. Even UN cannot enter, but we can enter. Sometimes we start to think whether this thing is new or this thing is somewhere else. We don't know. Things are very confused today. But everybody is asking, for this fund, for that fund, for this fund, for that fund. You know, everything is saying, our group, it can be trusted. Our group can. Every group is claiming their group can be trusted. But use our common sense, we must ask, are you sure that it's safe for you to deliver all these things? There's no problem at all. If not, it's a waste. It's really a waste. We have people who go by themselves, bring their money by themselves, bring something, but everything was been robbed. Oh, you come in to bring, okay, you can go out now. It defeats the whole purpose. Yeah. When situation like that, only Allah knows. We do not know. Public don't know. Public have good intention. But we do not know about the group of people who are claiming we represent this, we represent that. This is something is very challenging today. Eh? but we do our level best. Number 10, be as abstemious and abstemious as possible in the fleeting world. Always be careful when you talk about dunya. Don't let the dunya enter your heart. We love dunya, but let dunya outside our heart. Put akhirah inside our heart. Nobody say, I don't like dunya. Even Allah in the Quran said, وَابْتَغِي فِي مَا أَتَقُ اللَّهُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ وَلَا تَنْسَى نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Allah said, even you are striving for akhirah, you want the best for your akhirah, prepare for your akhirah, don't forget your dunya. You must have some balance for the dunya. That's why the best prayer is Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azabannar. Balance. But most of the time, akhirah will be more important than dunya, because the life in akhirah is everlasting life. Dunya life is limited. 40, 50, 60, 70, most of us 40 now, alhamdulillah. But still young. Some of us 80, alhamdulillah, still young, because as long as you are 2 digit, is young. So don't worry. Anybody ask you how old, when you know that you are below 100, you are young. So don't feel bad. Everybody must feel good to yourself. But don't ask people about the age people don't like. Something makruh. It's not haram. So always remember, al-akhirah is better than this dunya and more lasting. So we hope Allah Rabbul Alameen will protect all of us. And give us all the good quality so that we will have a noble life. Among the delusion of Prophet Noah's son was his saying, I will betake myself to a mountain. It will save me from the water. You see, Allah is showing us what happened to the early prophets. Not only we, even the prophet family have problem. Even the prophet have to face some test from Allah. Not all the family of the prophet is safe. One is the son of Noah alayhi salam, who chose not to follow Allah's command and follow the father who was a prophet at that time. Go into the ship, because Allah is going to send rain and he is going to flood the earth. His son said, no, I'm not going to the ship, I better go up to the mountain. To show us that even Noah is a prophet, there's no guarantee that his son all will follow him. He has 4 sons. He have Canaan, Sam, Ham, Yafut. The one who refused to follow is Canaan. No. Overconfident, why must I go into the ship and my father go and build a ship beside the mountain, not beside the sea? Because the flood is coming in. So he said, then to just go into the ship, that I better go up to the mountain. But the flood come and flooded the land. All the mountain is gone. Just an example. So there's no guarantee that if you are a good person, your children can be like you. No guarantee. You just have to try to give them the guidance they need, the encouragement. May Allah make them righteous. Had he betaken himself to Allah, his outcome would have been very different. The same goes to the cause of misery for An-Namrud. Was he saying, I bring about life and I cause death? When the people were in his time telling him, no, Allah who give life and give death. Namrud, one of the king at a certain time, said, no, I also can give life and I also can kill or take life. He just command his soldier, bring two prisoner up. And one, he said, I give you life, I free you. One, he said, I kill you. He said, I also can give life. They are trying to show off that they also have the same power. Yeah. It's like when Abraham approached them and then they said, okay, Allah come out, make the sun come up from the east and set in the west. So can you make the sun come up from the west now? Oh, now they got stuck. They thought they can do this to human, but the creation of Allah is not only human, is it? But what is important, yeah, don't be overconfident, yeah, because if you want to play God, then with a small example, you will be beaten. You'll be defeated, yeah. The key to our happiness can be summed up in some simple yet profound phrase. The phrase of Tawheed. That is, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. By doing that, brother and sister, we save ourselves from a lot of problems. When one pronounces the Shahadatain, yeah, it only should be pronounced here. There's no value over there anymore. Over there, nothing can help you. So in the Day of Judgment, I will pronounce. But there is only one group of people. Only one group of people that Allah will give them the last test. Who are they? Like what Allah said, وَمَا كُنَّ مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا. In Surah Isra, Allah said, I will not punish any one of you until I have sent a messenger. The message of Islam have reached you. Now, brothers and sisters, a lot of us who have friends who are not yet Muslim, and you don't convey the message of Islam to them, you will be asked by Allah in the Day of Judgment. Because the Prophet will witness against a shuhada al-nas, and then the Prophet will be a shahid upon all of us. He conveyed the message, and he said, "Baligh anni wal ayah," convey even one ayah to somebody who are not yet a Muslim. Have we conveyed it? We fail to convey. And it's very, very bad. We have to share the message of Islam. But those who do not know at all, nobody talk to them about Islam. Zero, yeah, exposure. Then Allah said, وَمَا كُنَّ مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا. Allah will punish them until Allah sent a message. Then the Day of Judgment, Allah will give them the final test. Whether they will succeed or not is between they and Allah Rabbul Alamin. Sometimes they are saying, what kind of test? Of course, that time is easy. You know, the one who's talking to you is Allah. What is there to deny? You know? But the test may come in a different way, only Allah knows. Just give an example. Allah said, go to hell. Just example. And we are seeing hellfire. Fire is burning. Oh, no. I don't want to go to hell. Then you are going to hell. Because you disobey him. If you were just moved to hell, then Allah said, now you go there, Jannah. Because you obey me. You believe in me. Is that easy? It's not easy. That you leave it to Allah Rabbul Alamin. Inshallah, yeah, I will give you the quick question answer time, inshallah. When one pronounces this phrase, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, it will be said to him in the heaven, you have spoken the truth. And he, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who has brought the truth, the Quran and Islamic monotheism, and those who believe therein. You know, bear witness when you say what Allah wants you to say, the angel will bear witness, everything will bear witness. Yeah? Remember when Allah said to the earth, said to the mountain, said to the sky, yeah? About the Quran, nobody dare to accept this as an amanah except human being. Yeah? Every creation obey Allah Rabbul Alamin. Kullu lahu qanitun, Allah said. Walahu man fis samawati wal ard. Everything that Allah created in the heaven and the earth, submit to Him. The only creation of Allah that are ungrateful are divided into two. And Allah said, وَلَقَدْ زَرَعْنَا لِجَهَنَّمْ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ. Only two creation will go to hell, jinn and human. Other creation all submit to Allah Rabbul Alamin. And when one lives his life in harmony with their faith on a practical level, he will be safe from destruction, shame, and from hellfire. Yeah? And Allah will deliver those who are muttaqun, the pious, to the place of success, Jannah. When one not only apply the phrase of Tawheed, but also call other to it, his name will be remembered and he will be made victorious. Yeah? That is the best for all of us. Don't only keep the Shahada to yourself. Time for you to go out and inform others. Like our Prophet, when he get the Tawheed, then immediately Allah said to him, Qum fa anzir, wake up and go out. Ya ayyuhal muddassir, those who are just sleeping, cover themselves, you feel comfortable to yourself, it's time for you to get out and call other people to Tawheed. That's how Islam spread, and that's how we all became a Muslim. Why our father became Muslim? Because their parents are Muslim, our grandfather. When do our grandfather become Muslim? We don't know. Once upon a time, they are pagan, they follow the Hindu, they follow the, they worship so many other things. Then suddenly, because of the good preacher, the good dua, those who travel around this the country with business intention, they don't come here as a da'i, they came here as a business man. But while they are doing business, they are practicing Muslim, they pray by themselves, and people are looking at them, what kind of God do these people worship? Who is they worshipping? They want to know, and then they start to talk. A da'i is like a businessman. You have a good product. It's time for you to promote your product. But we keep on failing. And that's why every Saturday we have our activities on new Muslim community to train every one of us how to participate, how to get close to the not yet Muslim, how to win them over. With the will of Allah, they get hidayah. It's very, very important. Yesterday, when we came back from Sarawak, some people just called us from Indonesia. There's a brother whose mother is a Catholic and a father is a Shinto, I believe, the Japanese. They are from in Chinese. Descendant, but they go and follow so many other things. And the sisters all are stone Christian. And now the brother is confused. The brother is exposed to Islam. And he's the youngest boy. And they are doing business, family business. He was not ready to say it out clear to the parent that he is a Muslim. We were informed that he made Shahada ready, but he did not even tell his family until today. So we have almost an hour discussion online to give him some motivation and show him the best way to move forward. So we all must always be ready if people want to know anything about Islam. If they are so far away, it so happened that you are connected in a way through the internet. Don't give up. Do da'wah to them. Tell them about Islam. When they show some interest, you do not know how to explain, then you can also organize a discussion through online with us. And then we try our best to convey the message. That's how we move on, brothers and sisters. Inshallah, may Allah help those who always help themselves. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us the people who will always try our best to strengthen our iman by having all the good character and good attitude. Lastly, if possible, please follow me to recite this hadith of the Prophet. That is sure to help us to strengthen our iman. Yeah, you just listen slowly. Second time, you follow me. Yeah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned one day. He said, "Man ahabba lillah wa abghada lillah wa a'ta lillah wa mana'a lillah faqad istakmala al-iman." Whoever loves what Allah loves for the sake of Allah, hate what Allah hates, give for the sake of Allah, and withhold, don't give for the sake of Allah, then the Prophet said, his iman is sound. He have a sound and strong iman. Yeah? It's not difficult. Yeah, just learn how to submit to Allah. Now try to follow me to recite this. Yeah? Man ahabba lillah wa abghada lillah wa a'ta lillah wa mana'a lillah faqad istakmala al-iman faqad istakmala al-iman. The meaning is whoever love what Allah love for the sake of Allah, hate what Allah hates for the sake of Allah, or everything for the sake of, give for the sake of Allah, and withhold for the sake of Allah, then the Prophet said, you have a sound iman. Your iman is complete. So may Allah, may all of us have a good iman. Amen. If there are any questions, now we open for Q&A. Fatafaddal.
Thank you. Could you, Mr. Ronald, to go over the line, please?
Again?
Provide relief and aid to the afflicted Muslim. Whoever gives relief to a Muslim from one of the vicissitudes of this life, Allah will relieve him. Why is it specifically Muslim? Why not man?
You repeat which
on. If a Christian needs help, or a Jew needs help, or a Buddhist, or a Shinto, or I will help them.
Who need help, you mean? Who need helps?
Yeah.
Okay.
But here it specifies Muslim. Why?
No. Based on the book, the author put this, his word. But Islamically, when you do charitable work, when you do good thing, you do good for everybody. But I just quote what is written in the book by the author. But Islamically, in the time of our Prophet, when they talk about be kind, be good, be helpful, is to mankind, even to animals. You must also care for other beings because they are also part of Allah's creation. Yeah, but the authors use this term, we just quote what he said. But Islamically, when you say good, you're talking good to mankind. That's why I said, Yeah, ukhrijat linnas, you are the best for humanity. Yeah, not only for Muslim, no.
Just reminded of the fires in Australia in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a bad time, particularly in eastern Australia, because the whole east coast was on fire.
Mm.
And the Sikhs, the Indian Sikhs, did relief work, and the Chinese did relief work, and the Muslims did relief work, and so it went on. All these dispersed groups were helping feed the firefighters, helping the firefighters.
Everybody.
Everybody was helping.
Alhamdulillah.
And so this paragraph to me, I think that's wrong.
Yeah. Sometimes, but we quote what the author like to share, but then we also recorrect it. That's why we say we talk about humanity. We talk about not only Muslim, but we are dealing with fellow mankind. Yeah. What you have just said is very, very true. That's why when you see what happened in the time of our Prophet, from the early generation, when anybody need help, the Muslim is always there to help anybody who need their help. That should be the right spirit, like what you just said. You know, what happened in Australia when there's a big fire, everybody is there. Because we are all like a big family.
Yeah.
You see, in Islam, we always believe that all of us, mankind, we are children of Adam and Eve. We are all one family. Only when God decides to make us nation and tribes, not for you to humiliate each other, Allah say, I make you a nation and tribe, not for you to fight against each other, say, I'm better than him just because of race, because of color. No. So that you get to know each other, help each other, and live together in peace and harmony. And the best among you, Allah in the Quran, Surah Hujurat, chapter of Hujurat said, is those who are piety, who are connected, that you do not to show off. You do purely for the sake of God. Then you feel different. You feel satisfied, and everybody feel good.
So my argument is not with Islam, but with the author of this.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes the author may have certain wording they use based on how they feel at that time.
Yeah, sure.
So then we will try to rectify it from time to time. Alhamdulillah. Thank you for your comment. Now, any next question? Yeah.
Sorry.
Pardon.
Yes, Shaykh. If we wake early in the morning and there is time before Fajr to pray three rakat, is it better to pray once with two rakat and then pray another time with one rakat, or just to pray three rakat together?
Yeah, it depends what prayer we are talking about. If you are talking witr prayer, if you're just talking about witr prayer, then highly recommend three rakat, one shot. Yeah? If you say, I want to only pray witr one rakat, so two rakat, I want to make that tahajjud prayer, example. Then you pray two, and then you end one witr. But if your intention is witr, three is highly recommended. Okay? Alhamdulillah. Now, any last question? Now, Fatah, sister.
Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
I have two things to ask for clarification. The first one followed the gentleman who asked about the book, the author saying that help the
afflicted Muslim.
Yes, yeah. Say in a situation where you have one Muslim and one non-Muslim to help, you can only help one. Is it the Muslim that you help first?
You must see which one need more.
Okay.
Yeah. First, you must look who need more. more urgent.
Okay.
That one come first.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
The other one is about the sunnah prayers as well. Say if I intend to do 3 sunnah prayers, sunnah wudu, tahajjud, and witir.
Okay.
Is that the order that I should do?
Oh yeah, that means if you want to pray sunnah wudu after you take your ablution, then the sunnah wudu start. It must start with sunnah wudu.
Okay.
Then you still have time. I want to pray tahajjud, then tahajjud.
Tahajjud.
Witir is always the
last.
End.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't pray tahajjud first and wudu. No.
No.
You make wudu first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah.
Understood.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. Thank you.
Welcome. Welcome. It's very important if anybody plan to make any night prayer, delay your witir. Yeah. Delay your witir so the witir become the closing of the day prayer. That is the adab of our Prophet. Yeah. But if you have no plan to wake up that particular night for other prayer, so you pray your witir earlier after Isha. Suddenly you wake up because you cannot sleep now, and then you say, it's better for me to pray sunnah than to waste my morning without doing anything. Then you can pray your sunnah tahajjud. Yeah, or other sunnah that is recommended by the Prophet. But then there's no more witir. Please remember, because the Prophet said, La witran filayli, there's no 2 witir in one night. But if you have a plan that I'm going to wake up tonight, maybe at 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. to pray my other sunnah prayer, tahajjud prayer, then you delay witir. Yeah, but when you don't have a plan, but suddenly you wake up and you cannot sleep, you want to pray the sunnah, you can do, but don't repeat the witir again. Because the Prophet himself said, La witran filay, no 2 witir in one night. So may Allah guide all of us so that we know how to practice the prayer, the sunnah prayer, and following the adab. Yeah, so that we follow the system, alhamdulillah. Until we meet up again, inshallah. So don't forget, anybody who are free, that you can come and join us every Saturday. You are highly recommended. Sunday, all of us are recommended if you have the time. Yeah, so that we can be proactive and we are not just thinking of ourselves, learning for ourselves, but we are here to learn and share with other people. وبالله التوفيق والأقل دعوانا والحمد بالعالمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. Let us recite this together. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. The meaning of this prayer: Glory be to you, O Allah. We bear witness there's none, and all praises belong to you. We bear witness there's none worthy of worship except you alone. To you we ask for forgiveness. To you we repent. Forgive us and accept our repentance. Amen. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.